This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I think my favorite food is appetizers.
I'm in agreement.
Because I'll tell you why. I'm not always in the mood for a whole plate. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to commit to the salmon dish because, like, okay, after like three bites, like, okay, I've had it. I went to a restaurant the other day that was nothing but appetizers. Yeah.
Do they like trade on that? Like, is that their thing? We only do appetizers.
And it was like,
and
it
good
was,
drinks.
And no like dining tables. It's all like little areas with like, you know, like you're in a living room. Every like place to sit looks like, yeah. So it like you would just place some shareables on the table, you know, and everyone bite. We went there for dinner and I think we ordered five different appetizers and we just shared appetizers for dinner. And it was the best. My husband, he looked at me and goes, "You love this." And I was like, "I love this."
Okay. Top three out of the five.
Thank you. Okay. One was like a salad, but it was like an endive sort of shareable salad. You know what I mean? It was a trio of pot stickers. So they were steamed.
I love this idea of a trio of anything.
Yeah. So it was a trio of pot stickers steamed. One was, I think it was chicken, pork, and, chicken, shrimp, and vegetable, right?
Nice.
All different shapes. Like they were, the flavors were the same shape, but they were, came in like there were two of each. So six total with two dipping sauces, one sweet, one spicy.
Love.
Then the best one though was the one after we had ordered all the appetizers. We ordered four and then the server was walking away and I yelled, "And the tater tots." I'm only one man. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. It's me, Ross Matthews, and hey, to my bestie, cookbook author, and fellow foodie, Bethy. Hi. You know, I really cannot state how much I love appetizers. And when I found that appetizer only restaurant, which by the way is mere blocks from our apartment, so you know that I'll be going there on the regular. Thank you so much. It made me really think about appetizers and how I should be doing like nights of apps at home in lieu of dinner sometimes, you know?
This is why I love tapas, like Spanish tapas. It's just all snacks.
Totally.
Yeah.
Except I do think tapas restaurants are overpriced a lot of times when they're like, 100%. We recommend you order 8 to 12 tapas for the table. And you're like, why is each one $19 then? Because I'm not doing that.
Exactly. But it's like, it's my favorite, aside from Mexican food and pizza, Spanish tapas are my favorite food.
We'll get to Mexican food in a minute because I do have something to talk to you about that. But I will say this. If you're going to have an appetizer restaurant, make them filling enough that you could be they can be a meal. Okay. I don't want to go to a tapas restaurant and I order the shrimp and it comes with a shrimp.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Give me enough to eat. Give me enough. Is that too much to ask? That being said, the best thing I had this week, I went to a restaurant. It was a happy hour. God, it's sort of how we live our life. We were in Palm Springs, though. And happy hour is a way of life. You know, there are four meals in Palm Springs. Breakfast, lunch, happy hour, and dinner. Okay. So we went to happy hour with friends, and it was my realtor, Arlene Cohen from Keller Williams. She said, we have to go. I want to bring you to this place. And I have it written down, the name of it. It's in Palm Desert, and it is called Pizza Vino in Palm Desert.
Okay.
Pizza Vino. And she's like, you have to try this appetizer, because Arlene loves a happy hour. She doesn't even drink, but she loves a happy hour.
Okay.
I was like, okay, great. I'm excited, because I love happy hour. I love appetizers, but like, calm down. It can be mm-hmm. that great.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be proven wrong.
No, you don't, but go on.
How dare you? But don't correct me. So this is the appetizer. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Now, I love an artichoke.
Same.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not eating, by the way, artichoke should be our ingredient of the week. One week, it's too late, but maybe they could be. We'll do this in 6 months. I'll forget I told you the story.
Okay, great.
But I love artichokes. For some reason, we were not adventurous eaters as a kid in my family.
Yeah,
but same. For some reason, artichokes were something that was always on the menu.
Same. My grandma made them. And then like this creamy I think it was just mayonnaise. Now they're saying it.
This creamy mayonnaise. Dip it. Was it white? Yeah. So
to dip it in.
We always dipped it in butter. I make mine. I steam them. So, and then I, you know, slice them in half. Truth is, I slice them in half first and then boil them is what I do, because I find that they cook faster that way.
Yeah.
And then I take them out, and then I shave, give them a little shave on the inside, like pull this out. And then I put some oil in a pan, and I sear them mm-hmm. face down.
Nice.
Until they get a little char in them. Then I squeeze some lemon on, salt, pepper, and I make a aioli out of some mayonnaise and the sambal sauce, that like garlic.
Sambal. Spice.
It's like Asian. It has like a rooster on it. It's red. There's red chili flakes in this paste.
Oh, cock sauce. That's what I call it. It has a rooster on the bottle.
Uh-huh. So I mix that until it's the color of Thousand Island. The more red it is, the spicier mm-hmm. it is, and it packs a punch. And I do a little mm-hmm. lemon in that too. And then I dip it in that. Delicious. But
ooh,
let me tell you what this restaurant did. So they, you know, steamed it, whatever, sliced them in half. Then they put Parmesan cheese on it and broiled it.
Oh, so it's got a coating of crispy cheese.
And then guess what they served on the side to dip it into?
No. What?
Marinara.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I wasn't expecting you to say marinara.
This is my impression of Becky. Yes, Bethy, marinara.
I wasn't expecting it to go that direction, but of course with the Parmesan, it's an Italian artichoke.
And I felt like I was eating an entire pizza. It was really? So, so good and so filling and so satisfying. And and by the way, you got a whole artichoke for $9 something. And
great.
So we each got one. Like, so
yes.
I had two halves to myself. I didn't share it. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, artichokes come, they're big, but you just scrape the meat off, and then mm-hmm. there's the heart, the best part in the middle. So it's not that much, but it was so warm, and the sauce, and I was in charge of my dipping and allocating how much sauce I wanted. The crispy cheese and pulling. Oh.
God. It's like nachos.
There's only one word to describe it, and it's.
Oh, man.
I stand behind that reaction.
Understood. Hey, Bethy, it's time for you to tease our ingredient of the week. Each week, we pick one ingredient, you give us some clues, and then after the break, we see if we can guess it. What are our clues?
Mm-hmm. Your first clue is that this food was created / discovered, apparently, by a farm boy leaving his lunch in a cave.
I've seen this porno. Okay. I left my lunch here. Have you? What are you doing?
I almost peed my pants. Oh my god.
Oh my God.
I don't know, but I cannot wait to find out. The answer is, we'll all find out together after this.
I did pee a little.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program. Picture it, a farm boy wearing nothing but overalls.
In a cave.
Leaves his lunch in a cave, comes back, and a new ingredient was made.
Yes. So what? Apparently he was eating
it. Ingredient of the week. Tell
okay.
me the story.
Okay. So he's a farm boy way back in, you know, like around medieval times, maybe somewhere around there, eating his lunch in a cave. A lunch of cheese and bread. And then he sees a beautiful farm girl, could have been a farm boy, leaves the cave, goes and does whatever he's going to do with that person, and then forgets about his lunch, right? Comes back months later.
Good, yeah, he forgot about his lunch.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, it was good.
Forgot
it was about
good.
His lunch.
So he forgot about his lunch. Okay. I have been in situations where I was still thinking about the lunch, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yes.
We have not really touched on my dating life, but yes to
have
the
you,
lunch.
Has it been a while since somebody made you forget about lunch?
I prefer just having lunch.
Understood.
Yes.
So the farm boy is just plowing somebody's field. Yeah, and then he forgets about his lunch. And then what happens?
And then months pass. Okay. That's how good this tryst was. Months
okay.
Pass.
Okay. Yeah.
And he goes back to the cave. And the cheese and bread are still there, except the bread is gone. Let's just say the bread's gone. Okay. This is about the cheese.
Okay.
The cheese.
Also, it's also a long story.
Yeah. The cheese is now moldy. But with like beautiful veins.
It's blue cheese.
It's blue cheese.
Oh my God. And then he ate it. He was like, you know what? Five months rule.
Yeah.
It's still good.
And that's how blue cheese, that's the origin story of blue cheese. How
wow.
do you feel about blue cheese?
You know, it's so funny. Honestly, I'm so hot and cold with blue cheese.
Yeah.
I really am. If there's a slight bit on like a wedge salad, great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like one of those ingredients like truffle oil or something that a little too much and it ruins everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just needs to, I find that when you like a Cobb salad, they'll be like, here's your Cobb salad. And you're like, oh, I didn't know I got 2 pounds of blue cheese with my mm-hmm. Cobb salad. Thank you so much. People overdo it so much. You just need a little bit of it, just the teeniest, tiniest bit.
It is a pungent flavor.
I'll tell you how I like it. I like it on a like a toasted salted crustini.
Delicious.
Smeared within just a little bit of honey drizzled on top of it. That is the best way to have blue cheese.
And if you weren't allergic to a lot of nuts. Walnuts on there.
Walnuts, yeah, almonds and walnuts, honey. I can't do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Maybe a different nut.
That's what the farmer boy said.
Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And what are your thoughts on blue cheese?
Thank you so much for asking. I love it. I love it on a salad. I love blue cheese dressing. I love. But if we're talking about a cheese board situation, I'm going to go for every other cheese. Because if I have to look at the mold, then I can freak myself out about it.
Totally. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I always thought like, who decided we can eat this? Turns out it's a farm boy.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for thanks to that farm boy. What do you think about blue cheese? Start a conversation about it in our recipes group. We'll be in there talking about it. Also, if the farmer boy is listening, thanks.
Thanks, farm boy.
Good luck to you. Hey, Bethy, you know, it's so funny. We share a lot in common. Of course, we grew up in the same town, Mount Vernon, Washington, and we both love food. And but I actually started thinking about Mount Vernon, Washington. And there's one place that every time I'm in town, our hometown, I know
what you're talking about already.
And every time you're in town, you go there. And it was my mom's favorite restaurant too.
Mm-hmm. My dad had a jacket from this place, which I now have. Vinyl jacket.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Yeah. And it still exists. Mm-hmm. It is called the Mexico Cafe. Mm-hmm. It's on the west side of Mount Vernon, on Memorial Highway, not far from my childhood house. And we would go there. We never went to any restaurants as a kid at
Same.
All.
Same.
But when we would go, we went there. And it was maybe once a month or something. And it was so exciting. And still to this day, I think it's my favorite Mexican restaurant in the world.
Hands down, it is mine.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Mexico Cafe, but I was thinking we should be starting a series on the show where people can call in or write in and tell us about the best local place in their towns across the world, so that when we're traveling or we go, I will go to these places, right? You know, like, hello, I ate there.
Yes.
Right?
And okay, isn't this a TV show already? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Well, that's kind of like that. He goes to these dives and these places, and he goes to diners, drives-ins, and dives. But it's not about really like people writing into him. But I mean, I guess we could call it that. I mean, I just like it. It's like, hello, I ate there. Okay, well, what'd you find? You know, see something, eat something. What?
Hold on. I love the name. Hello, I ate there. Is that what you said?
Hello, I ate there. Hello, recipes. Hello, recipes. Hello, I ate there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny. I love it. Hello, so,
I ate there. Tell us about it.
Yes.
See something, eat something. Hello, I ate there. So we're going to tell you about Mexico Cafe. Hello, I ate there. So what do you get? So for starters, I just have to tell you, Mexico Cafe in Mount Vernon, Washington, it's about the chips and the salsa.
Yes.
Now the chips come, they're warm, and of course they're seasoned, but they're not seasoned like you would normally salt a corn tortilla chip. But they are seasoned with, Bethy?
With their special seasoning salt, which I have. You can buy it.
You and bought I some.
Gave
for me.
I did.
And when you gave some to me and I had to fly home, do you know I got stopped at the airport and they took it out of my bag and they had to run a drug test on it?
Do you know what? I thought you might throw it away.
Right? I always did. I almost did because I was like, you can keep it. But no, I kept it. And it is the best seasoning salt.
Yes.
My mom would take, we would, you know, you can buy it there from them. Mm-hmm. And what is in it? It's probably chili powder, salt.
I don't know. It's like a little bit of like unicorn horn. I don't know, but it's like magic.
And then their salsa is not sweet, but not super spicy. And you can either dip it in and get nothing on your chip, or you can dip and scoop and get, you know, like you just dip
all
it
the
in
onions.
The sauce, or you can turn the chip and scoop and get a perfect chunky. Now, as a kid, I would dip and get none of the stuff. As an adult, I put the chip in, turn and scoop all the gunk.
Same. So in my family with Mexico Cafe salsa, there was a whole thing. Mom still just dips. Mm. And then she scoops out the chunks, puts them in my dad's salsa. My dad also in his own salsa, because everybody can get their own salsa.
Oh, and I do.
Yes. And my dad used to get up and just go to the like area, like behind the scenes area, and like get more salsa and more chips for himself.
Himself.
Yeah.
That's small town. They're like, hi, Mr. Paterka. Hi, go for it.
Exactly. Hey, Greg, welcome back. Yeah.
Well, we never did that. I guess now looking back, we were living a lie because we could have just had.
You could have been.
We could have done it.
Because they also have a spicy one. So my dad would mix some of the spicy one in his. And then, yeah.
Wellington gets the spicy one there. I get the regular one. Even though I don't mind spice. It's okay. Now, what do you get on the menu? And because I already know what it is.
You know
what? I know what you order.
I have gotten the same thing my entire life. As soon as I was able to eat spicy stuff, this was my meal. I never stray from this. I always get, as does everyone else in my family, we don't even look at the menus. Everybody gets a smothered burrito.
Talk to me what kind you get. What do you get in yours?
So it's the smothered burrito is beans. It's a bean burrito. And then you can get chicken in it. You can get beef. You can get other stuff. But the classic smothered burrito is a bean burrito covered in, what is that called? Chili verde sauce.
Oh, my God.
And then literally like a pound of grated cheese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like Colby Jack
Keep cheese.
Mm-hmm. And then it has hunks of like, just falling off the bone. I guess there's no bone, but pork.
Pork, like that cute, but then when your fork hits it, it just shreds. That's in the chili verde sauce. And it's so good. My mom would get the Colorado sauce, which was that, but not spicy. And then I would get an enchilada because their enchilada sauce is like deep, dark so red, good. Deep. But now because I'm trying to be healthy, and here's a tip. If you're going to Mexican food, you want to be healthy. Have some chips. Because you're a human being. And then I get the fajitas. And I say just black beans, no rice, just black beans and a side salad. And then I get a side of enchilada sauce and I dip everything in that. And oh my God, it's just as good.
Okay. Because I could do that with the chili verde.
Yes. Uh-huh. You can get a shrimp fajita. You don't like chicken that much, but you could get a shrimp fajita or something and just dip that in that with the black beans. And I'll get a side of sour cream too.
Ooh, and their guacamole is really good.
Ah, Mexican food. I'll tell you, you know, it's so funny. I never, because growing up, and I love Mexican cafe, but that's what I knew of Mexican food. And so I never ate avocado until I started going to Mexico all the time. Mm-hmm. And the Mexican food in Mexico is so different than the Mexican food where we grew up, which was like covered in cheese and sauce. In Mexico, it's like, you know, fresh fish with like a pico de gallo and lime and fresh onion and cilantro and fresh avocado on it. When I went there, I was like, oh, this is probably Mexican food. And that's when I fell in love with avocado. And now I, you know, I eat it all the time. But
my mom would make guacamole when I was growing up. So we ate avocados growing up. But do you know what she put in it?
What?
Do you have any guess as to the random ingredient she would put in?
Olive oil?
Cottage cheese.
Oh. Or to quote my friend Bethy, weird. All right. Oh, so I want to encourage everybody. Hello, I ate there. See something, eat something. Write in, go into the Facebook group and tell us about the best restaurant we probably haven't heard of in your town and why you like it. You can do it in our recipes group. The link is at recipes.com, or you can call our hotline. The number is 917-791-0355. That's 917-791-0355. It's free. Call, leave us a voicemail. You can tell us.
Okay. So what if we went on tour in a tour bus and we hit all of the Rasa Peeps' favorite places to eat.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I'm not busy. Let's do that.
Awesome. An RV. We could get a like an old vintage RV.
When are we doing this? When do I have time to do this?
Okay. You just said you're not busy.
What? Well, I was being facetious. Why don't we ride that magical unicorn you grind down to get the Mexico Cafe spice? I don't have time to do that. Maybe one day, but right now we're busy. But maybe we'll pick a select location when we're traveling. Because I travel all the time, Bethy.
You do.
So if a Rasa Peep calls in and says, you got to come to this town, we have this, and I'm going there, then I am going to that restaurant and ordering, and I might just call you and the person who recommended it and say, meet me there and let's do it.
Great. I'm game.
A Rasa Peep meetup. Oh.
A Rasa Peep up.
What?
What?
Rasa, what?
Never mind.
Oh. Hey, when we come back, I have a hot take and a daily doable just for our listeners. Lots more show on the way. And welcome back to the program. Bethy, it's time for a hot take. This is when I throw out a food item situation, whatever, to us, and we give our hot take on it. And I have not run this past you.
Okay.
And I'm curious. I really don't know where you're going to land on this.
Okay. I'm so curious.
Bethy, I want your hot take on breakfast for dinner.
I don't like it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because it makes me feel like a bad mother. There's like emotional stuff for me tied to breakfast for dinner.
Wow. Why? Because it's like, oh, kids, I don't have time. Here's an ego.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about it like that. As a kid, I always thought it was such a treat because we would do like French toast and bacon. And I was like, what? The sun is going down and we're making French toast? It felt like screw you, system. You know what I mean? Don't tell me when I can eat bacon.
And I get that. And I get that.
Don't tell me I can't have syrup tonight.
You done? One more? No? Okay.
Don't tell me I can't have an omelet at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. I won't tell you that.
Okay. I'm done.
I can see how it's like exciting and fun. And one time when I had a horrific day, single parenting, all of this drama, emotional stuff, blah, blah, blah. And we got home and I was like, guys, get a bowl and a spoon because we're doing cereal for dinner, which I know is not the same. That was a sad day and we needed to eat and they were thrilled, but I felt like a complete failure.
So hard being a parent. You're always beating yourself up where like the kids are like, do you know what the kids remember about that day?
Yeah.
They don't remember that day.
It exactly.
Impact them one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I know. It really is so hard. But I get the like sausage and pancakes for dinner. Like, whoa. I get the draw of that. But for me, it would be something I would do if I was like, I can't. And I think that's why parents did it. It's like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm busy. I don't have fresh vegetables in the fridge. I don't know what to do. You know what? Pancakes. Everyone's going to be happy. Everyone's going to be fed. It's fine. But there's emotional stuff there for me.
You know, one night when it's just you and the kids aren't involved, you know, I would encourage you maybe to just shake it up a little bit and make yourself breakfast for dinner one night. Make yourself pancakes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just for funsies, just for you.
Maybe I'll try that. Maybe that'll be some self-care is a pancake night.
Impression of you lying to me? Ready?
Oh my God.
this is my impression of Bethy Light lying. Maybe. Maybe that'll be self-care. Okay, maybe.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it.
I'm not.
Can I tell you, if I had a restaurant though, I would have all the entrees and then the last entree would be breakfast for dinner.
Great.
Because how easy would we have some pancake batter right there and just fill it up and make it? Oh my God, that'd be a great idea. And I betcha it would sell.
People love breakfast for dinner. Like
it's
a thing.
In school, when they would have breakfast for lunch, when you had hot school or hot lunch at school.
Did they do that at high school? Because the school I went to, we had to pack our own lunches.
Well, they did that in elementary school, you know. I don't remember, but I remember we were all excited because it was always like French toast, I think.
And tater tots.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hash brown. Oh, yeah.
Love a hash brown. Do you know what? And this is very controversial. Mm. I love buffet eggs.
It is controversial. It's so stupid. But I do too, because it's kind of like, I don't quite understand how you got it cooked in a pan like that. Yeah. And like, but they're still kind of scrambled. And, but I like when they try to fancy it up, they're like, but we cut chives and put them on top.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, great. So we're like basically French.
Yes.
And I always put hot sauce on them. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Or ketchup. Hot sauce.
I don't do ketchup. I do hot sauce on eggs. I don't do ketchup.
Favorite hot sauce?
Cholula. Tapatio.
Cholula.
Green Tabasco.
Green Tabasco. Chili, garlic, Cholula.
I've had it.
Favorite.
I prefer the OG, but yes.
Love it.
Well, we learned a lot today, which sort of brings us to our... Well, this whole conversation sort of brings us to our doable for the week. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you're going to love it, but the whole idea, okay. The doable for this week is variety. Don't get stuck in eating the same thing over and over and mm-hmm. over, you know, like, oh, I'm being strict. So I'm just having grilled chicken and broccoli.
Nope.
That is not sustainable. So find ways to mix it up. I have mm-hmm. like a rotation of like, you know, they're all available to you. All my recipes, you know, there's probably what mm-hmm. 20 or so on the website right yep. now where I keep those in rotation and I like, okay, I'm gonna have that tonight, or I'm gonna cook that this week, or so mm-hmm. I don't get stuck, but I know there are things that are on my plan. Another thing you can do is fun things like breakfast for dinner. You can make an omelet for dinner or a scramble or something, just to keep it so it's not monotonous, you know?
Yeah.
Spice it up any way you can, as mm-hmm. long as it's in the parameters of your health journey. I think yeah. you should get out of your rut.
Absolutely. It keeps it from getting boring. Totally. Keeps you engaged.
Absolutely. Well, you keep me engaged, darling, and you can all follow Bethy on social media at Hunger Mama. Her book is Hunger Pots. There's a link for it at recipes.com, where you can also find a link to sign up for our newsletter, join our recipes Facebook group, and you can follow me on social media too. I'm Hello Ross. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, oh, and you know what? Maybe this week you should mix up your dinner and maybe try my Nana's potatoes. It's still the best thing I've ever had. In fact, I made it with cauliflower instead of potatoes this year. And it was delicious. Just substitute cauliflower instead of potatoes. If you want to find it, the recipe is on our website, recipes.com. It's hidden there for you. Just click on the knife and fork. Tell a friend. We'll see you next week on a brand new episode of Hello Recipe.
I wasn't expecting you to say marinara.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.